Holding an unlit cigar is kind of a sick thing. It's a magic feather or an oral fixation. But I was passing through the Austin airport a few weeks ago, leaving on the bipolar tour, and a female TSA agent shouted, "Is that thing lit?" And I said, "To which thing, madam, are you referring?" That's what I said. At any rate, I was driving my Yom Kippur Clipper across Texas in 2005, campaigning for governor as an independent. Folks, we won that race every place but Texas. Anyway, we were passing a, well, I told you I was driving a Yom Kippur Clipper is a Jewish Cadillac. Well, in that it stops on a dime and it picks it up, basically. That's all. So I was passing one of those smaller missions. Many of you know that the Alamo is one of the smallest missions. There's a lot of missions around San Antonio, but the Alamo is a very small, fragile building. And you can even stand on it. How many people here have actually been to the Alamo? That's the way it is around the world. Millions of people have visited. Well, I'm just telling you. And if you stand out in front, as I have, you can listen to the tourists. And you can just hear them say, "It's so small. Look at it. It's so small." And it is small. And it's kind of ironic that in a state like Texas, where bigger is always better, the Alamo is the most precious piece of real estate in the whole damn state. It is. It's something that we really have to be proud of. So I was passing this other mission that had a large statue of Jesus in the courtyard, and praying to the statue of Jesus was what looked to me to be a wealthy Texas rancher type. And this guy was praying to the statue. These are the words I heard him say. "Jesus, please help me. My Cadillacs are all in the shop. My oil wells have run dry. My cattle got the blight. My IRS is after me." This guy had a litany of troubles. And then he hears a little noise on the other side of the statue. He gets up, walks around. There's a little bitty Mexican down on his knees praying to the same statue of Jesus. And the Mexican is saying, "Jesus, please help me. My wife is pregnant. We already have 12 children. Just lost my job. Now we're going to lose the house. Now I find my wife is sick. I just don't know what I'm going to do." Well, the wealthy Texas rancher takes out his billfold, and he takes a $100 bill out of his billfold, and he hands it across to the little bitty Mexican. And he says, "Here you go, little buddy. Don't be bothering Jesus with that shit." Don't go bothering Jesus.